The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. As Jesus and his disciples and a large crowd were leaving Jericho, Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the roadside. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Many sternly ordered him to be quiet, but he cried out even more loudly, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stood still and said, "Call him here." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he's calling for you." So throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. Then Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him, "My teacher, let me see again." Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has made you well." Immediately the man regained his sight and followed Jesus on the way. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. By the words of the Holy Gospel, may our sins be blotted away. Please be seated. Today I have rather a long announcement after Holy Communion, so accordingly, the sermon will be shorter. But no less important, because this chapter of St. Mark's Gospel has for us a beautiful teaching on prayer. Now, very simply, our Lord is on his way to Jerusalem. This is the beginning of the journey, and so his first miracle as he begins this journey is giving sight to one man, Bartimaeus. Now it's interesting to note that this is the only example in the Gospel of St. Mark where Mark records the name of someone healed by Jesus. And it is likely because Bartimaeus became an important disciple. We know that he became a disciple because the very last line of the passage is, "Immediately the man regained his sight and followed Jesus on the way." That doesn't mean that he simply followed behind the disciples on the road. It means that he became a follower of Jesus. Now, the teaching of the passage is a teaching about prayer. Because Bartimaeus calls on Jesus, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Now, that could be the call of a beggar looking for an alms. But it's much more than that because of what follows. So the early Christians took these words and adopted them. And then they adapted them and changed this simple greeting, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me," into a prayer, "Lord Jesus Christ, son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner." So the title Lord has been added. And we read in the scriptures, no one can call Jesus Lord except by the grace of the Holy Spirit. So that title is a recognition of who Jesus truly is, but it's also a sign that God is moving within the heart of the speaker. Christ. Well, the title Christ means Messiah, anointed one. It sums up the Old Testament. So it can substitute very well for the phrase, "Son of David, have mercy on me, a sinner." The most important act of Christ's mercy towards us is the forgiveness of sins. And that's what he's going to Jerusalem to do. He's going to die for our sins. And once this happens, his disciples will see him and know him as he truly is in the glory of his resurrection. Now, this prayer is called the Jesus Prayer, a very simple title. And it has been prayed by countless Catholics and other Christians from the very beginning of the Church's history. We know that already the desert monks in the 2nd and 3rd century would repeat this prayer over and over again. And in fact, when you see photographs of Orthodox priests or monks, you'll often see a rosary made of knots, not beads, but knots, around their wrist or in their hands. It's not the Western rosary. It's not the rosary of Our Lady. It's a form of counting the Jesus Prayer. Sometimes it has 100 knots, sometimes 500. And people will go to the monasteries and monks will be trained by their elders to pray this prayer in such a way that they're almost breathing it continuously. Eastern monks strive to pray the Jesus Prayer 24 hours a day, even while they're sleeping. It's a way of being constantly in the presence of Christ, constantly in adoration. Now, in the West, we don't use the prayer in quite that same way. But we do teach it and recommend it. And so I'm recommending it to you. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. There's a second prayer here, and it's to be found in Bartimaeus' reply to Jesus. What do you want me to do for you? And Bartimaeus answers, Rabboni, teacher, that I may see, that I may see again. Well, once more, the church has taken these words and used them for our prayers. We can pray for light, sight, knowledge, understanding. And this prayer can be used very personally. Lord, that I may see myself more clearly. Lord, that I might see the needs of those who suffer and not ignore them or pass them by. Lord, let me see you more clearly so I understand your will. You can say these prayers at any time of the day, every day. They're called in the church aspiratory prayers or ejaculatory prayers, meaning that you can say them on a single breath. They're just a few words. They're exclamations, if you will. If you are driving, if you are pausing to think, if you are present in some other church where the sermon is very long and boring, you can say, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. When you're in need of understanding, Lord, let me see. Lord, I believe. Increase my faith. Lord, I love you, but not enough. Help me to love you more. You see, these short and sincere ways of praying are extremely important. And if you find it difficult to pray, and many people do, this is the beginning, this is the foundation. And it's from this that then you learn to use your own words, to adopt and adapt the form of even these simple short prayers. But using them, you stand with hundreds of millions of Catholics throughout 2,000 years of history who have used Bartimaeus' words in these adapted forms and found in them great strength, great wisdom. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.